Well, in that case, you might say, why not drop blank verse altogether and go on to speech? Why not have speech as we have it, say, in the plays of Noel Coward or the plays of Eugene O'Neill? The answer is, you write in verse because verse is memorable. It's far easier to learn a speech in verse than it is to learn a speech in prose. If you learn a speech in prose, there's always the danger that you will paraphrase. You will forget the original lines of the author and make up your own lines. In verse, this does not happen. Look, I'm suffering from this as much as any playwright ever has suffered with my production of the musical Cyrano, which is still running in Boston and is coming to New York next month, because at one point I freed a character from verse. He's improvising. It's the character Ragueneau, the cook, who writes poetry and who admires Cyrano, the swordsman, and I could hardly believe it, but going into the theater in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, there was this character, Ragueneau, at the beginning of Act One, Scene Two, imitating in mime the sword fight he'd seen the previous night, and there was a cook's cap in the kitchen where he's doing this, and he said, "So much for you, Shorty," bringing in a bit of Brooklyn into 17th century France. If he'd been forced by the director to take verse seriously, this would never have happened. But only last night, or the night before, in Boston, he was saying, "Right, these drinks is on the house, boys." 17th century France. It's because he's been encouraged by the director to forget his verse. The director doesn't regard verse as important. The director is a choreographer. He's a man who choreographed Lil Abner and Guys and Dolls, and he doesn't give a damn about 17th century verse. In consequence, we're getting into this absurd situation where people are improvising. Why, so when Roxanne comes on, Cyrano says, "Ah, the liberated woman." You see what I mean? Once the director allows people to get away from verse, the lines carefully written and set down in a fixed rhythm, then this improvisation happens. And you get the absurdity of people trying to make little quips, improvising them. And this is the big trouble that Shakespeare had in his theater with the actor Will Kemp. This is why Will Kemp eventually had to go. Kemp would not learn lines. He thought it was far easier and far better to improvise. And if he couldn't improvise a quip, then he'd sort of trip over on his way out and get angry if people didn't applaud him. There's a very good reason for writing in verse, and this is to make sure the actors don't improvise. Make sure they say what the author wants them to say, and verse will fix a pattern, which they learn by heart. Once they get away from that pattern, they feel that the pattern of the verse is lost. This worries them, and then they get back to what was originally written. This is the real dramaturgical reason for writing in verse.